over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come down, Spirit, when you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving.
Worthy of every name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many appreciate our worship team?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, you are worthy.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. What other name is there to speak?
Amen.
If we understood, if we could understand in our minds what you're doing when you speak the name of Jesus. Listen, I've been listening and I've been hearing the news reports, and everybody needs to be praying for Ukraine, and I hope we are. And yes. I hear about the bomb.
The nuclear bomb?
Yes, and I'm listening to this. Do you know the name of Jesus can make that nuclear bomb be nothing?
Amen.
Not even nothing. If he can take his finger and move the devil like that, move angels like that, just as a flip of a finger. Amen. Listen, our God is all powerful. There's nothing he can't do. Amen. And he gave us a name that's above every name. And so if God can do that, what can't he do in your situation? Jesus, I put this before you, and I take this diagnosis that I've gotten and I put it under the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Father, I thank you that you've healed me because your word says it. Listen, yes. You've done more than you can do anyway, anyhow, anything.
Amen.
It's more powerful. Amen.
Praise God. Yes.
Somebody told us they are praying for us. And I said, you know what? Thank you. Because that's the most important thing you can do for anybody.
Amen.
Besides, tell them about Jesus.
Yep.
Is
and
pray
get
for
them. Saved.
Amen. Amen. Listen.
Pray for them.
I don't know that we understand, and some of us do. I understand some of you do. Trust me. I've been in your prayer circles, and I know you know.
Yep.
But some of us don't understand the power of our prayers.
Amen.
The power that's unleashed when we pray in faith, wavering not, and believing.
Yes.
There is power unleashed. Amen. And there's direction giving to the angels to
Absolutely.
Go and do.
Yep.
Disperse, go do what they just prayed. Remember, Daniel prayed and he didn't get an answer for 21 days, but he didn't say, oh, well, I guess I'm not going to do anything. He didn't get an answer right away. So what did he do? He put into action what he could put into action and started fasting.
Yep.
Started fasting before the Lord. And they said, the answer was released the day you prayed it.
The day you prayed it was released.
Amen. But the
enemy fought me 21 days.
And when you prayed, you received it. So when you first pray, it's been released. Amen. That answer's been released for you. Stand. Stand fast, pray.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As we were talking today, the praisers usually would go out first.
Yep, absolutely.
Get your battle cry on.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord. That's your battle cry. Praise him. Amen.
Yes.
Woo. Oh, God is good.
Amen.
I just feel like some people need to hear. Just shout out Jesus. If you don't know what else to say,
just
because
say
you're
Jesus.
So at that point where you just have no more words, just say Jesus.
Amen.
He knows every thought and intent of your heart. He knows every situation that is going on with you. There is nothing hidden from him, and there's nothing he can't fix.
Amen.
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 Amen. Except for unwillful behavior.
Uh-oh.
Except for when we're unwillful. He can't fix that. We have to fix that.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God, we just praise you tonight. You're worthy.
Yes, he is.
I love you, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. I'm going to go over just a couple announcements that we got, and I'm getting out of the way so you can bring the word forth. I'm excited for the word. We haven't been to Wednesday night. I feel like Thursday night, I feel like we're doing something wrong because we haven't been here for a few weeks, right, because of the weather. So I'm feeling good tonight. Amen. So we have miracle services coming up March 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. We're going to have Pastor Nicole on that Monday. Every night starts at 7. And then on Tuesday, we're going to have Pastor Kylan from our Urbana campus, and then Wednesday will be Pastor Rick Burks from our Dayton campus. And then wrapping it up on the fourth night will be Pastor Peter Dosik, our apostle. Amen? So that's going to be a powerhouse week. And then we're going to do, and we're just getting this together, kind of just put this out there on Facebook.
We have some signs out there, too, and little pieces of paper.
You guys already did that?
Huh?
You did it already?
No, for the miracle service.
Oh, I thought you meant what we were talking about earlier with the women's meeting. I'm like, you're on the top of it, babe.
No.
So you're not on top of things.
No.
Okay. No, we do. We have papers if you want to go hang them up, some flyers.
Yep.
But if you hang them up somewhere, please go get them when it's done so we don't have our stuff hanging up in people's things and, you know,
taking room when it's over. So then we have a women's shopping trip that we're going to do on March 19th. We're going to meet here at the church at 7 a.m. Now, a lot of people, some women have let me know on Facebook that you're coming, and I got your name down. If you've not and you don't have Facebook and you want to come with us, come let me know. I'll write your name down. And also the place, you just give, throw out where you would like to go. What we're going to do is take all, because I don't want to pick. I want to go wherever you guys want to go. I just want to spend time with you guys. So tell me where you want to go, and we'll put them all down on a piece of paper, put them in a bowl, we'll pick, and that will tell us where we're going to go. Sounds like fun, huh? Ladies, you should have said a little bit louder. I need your help up here. Phil thinks I'm already crazy. Thanks, ladies. No. And then we have Christy and Miko back with us. I think it's April 7th and 8th. Is
April
that correct?
April 7th and 8th.
At
yes.
7 o'clock yes. each night. Now, he's going to be in Bodkins Sunday night. Yes, 7th and 8th. Awesome. And he's amazing. If you've not been here when he's here, I encourage you to get out here. Amen. And if you've been here while he's been here, I don't have to encourage you. You already know. Amen. But he's going to be in Bodkins 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So if you want to see him more than the days that he's here, he'll be there. And I think he's going to be in Urbana on that Wednesday night. So he's going to go to Urbana, then he'll be here Thursday and Friday. Amen.
Yep. Amen. So is that everything you got?
I believe for now.
Okay, well then we will release the children to go to Children's Church, which they're chomping at the bit to get to go do. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 7 for our tithe and offering tonight, it says in verse 8, Hebrews 7 verse 8, and here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may say, so say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Listen to this. I want you to know something, that when you give your tithes and offerings, they're not just for your life. I want you to know that you can bring blessing to children that are not here yet, to grandchildren that are just coming or that you're just experiencing. By you being a tither and an offering giver, you actually put blessing into their life ahead of time, and that is something that you ought to know is attributed to you. That here it says that Levi, when he was yet in Abraham's loins, was giving tithes. So by Abraham tithing, he was actually building up blessing for the generations that come behind him. And I want each of you to know that by what you're doing, you're not just taking care of your own life, which God will bless and open up the windows of heaven for, but you're adding blessing to other people's lives in the body of Christ. Amen? I want you to know that when you give your tithes and offerings, that you actually open up this church to be a more prosperous place for people to receive. Huh. Boy, I better teach a little more on that on Sunday, I guess. But Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as people bring their tithes and offerings to you, Lord, I thank you, God, that the blessing of what people do when they give you their heart, it's not one generational, it's multi-generational, Father. Lord, it's multi-generational when they do what they do to bring blessing to you and to bring blessing to the lives of others and to themselves, God. It's a blessing that reaches beyond their generation into the lives of their others, God. Grandchildren, babies, our own children are blessed because of what we do. And Father, we just thank you for it and ask you to just put your blessing upon what people give tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh,
name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that it is required among stewards to be found faithful. And I just want you to know something, that God is such a God that even just your faithfulness, when you do something with diligence and when you're faithful, God will take a look at what you're doing and he'll put blessing upon you just for being faithful. Amen? And tonight I just want to talk to you about the word for just a little bit. And basically I want to talk to you about speaking the word. Speak the word only. But before we get to there, the scripture I'm going to use for that, we're just going to look at a couple other scriptures because the book of Psalms says, Psalms 119, 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." I want you to know something, that as a Christian, one of the number one things that should be a part of your life is the word of God. You know, if we were living in the natural and we saw someone that refused to eat, and they were just not eating, and they were getting sicker and weaker every day by not eating, we would be saying, "What is wrong with you? You have got to eat." But you know, the Bible says something to us, and I'm just going to go here to the book of Deuteronomy here real quick and just share something that the Bible says to us right here in the book of Deuteronomy. It says this. It says, "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove to thee to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make ye know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." You know, I want you to know something. If you could imagine not feeding yourself for weeks upon weeks upon weeks, you know you'd get weak, and if you didn't eat soon, you would die. Well, I want you to know something. When we go days and weeks upon weeks without feeding our spirit man the word of God, we're getting weak. And we're making ourselves vulnerable to the enemy, and we're making ourselves weak in the kingdom, and we're actually hurting our faith, because faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when we're not reading the word, we're making ourselves vulnerable to the wicked one and to anxiety, fear, stresses, and the difficulty of this life when we do not feed ourselves the word of God. Amen? Because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So tonight I want you to know that it is important for us to know the word, for us to hear the word, and for us to have the word actively in our life. Listen to what it says here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, I believe. Hebrews chapter 4. Yes, in verse 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." And when it says that the word of God is quick and powerful, you know, the Bible says in John 6:63 that the word of God is spirit and life. Spirit and life. That's why when we have the word in us and we speak to things, things change. That's why when we have the word and we speak to things change. Because the word of God is spirit and life, quick and powerful. The word of God is more powerful than any name that could come out against your life. The word of God is more powerful and quicker than any enemy that could be against you. The devil has no power over you. Sickness and disease have no power over you. When you have the word of God, you can speak that word, and it will come over every situation and help you and strengthen you and be a power source to every one of us. Amen. I want to read to you in the book of Joshua what the word says. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses thy servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written within. Therefore then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Uh-oh. Did you want to know that the only kind of good success you're ever going to have in this world that we live in is when you're following the word of God? And the Bible says that you will make your way prosperous. I want you to know something, that the prosperity is not just the way the world sees it. Prosperity is the way God sees it. And when we make our way prosperous, it's because we are listening to him in his word, and we're doing things his way, and that's what brings prosperity to our relationships, to our lives, and to everything that we endeavor to do. Amen? So we want to make sure that he says, meditate, do it according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You know, in the eyes of the world, sometimes they have success, but it's not good success. Do you know that the highest suicide rate happens to be among the richest people in the world? Because sometimes you get all the money and all those things, and life is still empty, and you have nowhere to turn. Just like sometimes we hate it, but we see it in our actors and people that are in movies. We see them doing all this stuff, but then, boom, their life crashes. Why? Because they might have found success in the world, but they didn't find good success because they don't have the relationship with the Lord in heaven. Amen? And so we got to make sure that if we're going to have good success, that it is having life not just by ourselves and not on our own, but on the Lord's terms. Now, this also goes along with this next scripture that we're going to look at, because it says here that when it comes to the word, it says here in James chapter 1, verse 22, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forget what manner of man he was. I want you to know that it is very critical for us that when we read the word and we learn the word, that we begin to do the word. Amen? Our life should be measured by how we live according to the word of God. Amen? You know, in the world's way, being bitter and angry is acceptable. But in the kingdom of God, it's not. And we have to learn how to not be that. In the world's way, being selfish and having selfish motives is acceptable. But in the kingdom of God, being selfless is what we have to learn to do. And these are things that have to become a part of who we are, you know. Remember, the Bible says that real love doesn't force itself and doesn't seek its own way. Real love is kind and giving and makes room for others. Amen? Real love is merciful. Amen? Forgiving, kind. And these are the things that have to be a part of who we are in the body of Christ. So it's critical for us that we are doers of the word and not hearers only. And I want to go and I want to read in the book of Matthew. We're going to sit here and we're going to read about a centurion who had a servant that was sick. And it says in Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goeth, and to another, cometh, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said, wow, to them that follow. Verily I say unto you, I've not found so great a faith, not in all of Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down from Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out to outer darkness. Uh-oh. There shall be gnashing, weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that selfsame hour. Speak your word only. Wow. You know, I want us to understand something. That we have such a powerful God that if we could just learn his word and make sure that our life was filled with speaking the word of the Lord, we would see results that were supernatural. We would see results that would change our life. We would see results that would change even what the doctors have said over us. And I'm telling you right now that we are supposed to be people that speak the word only. Uh-oh. Don't raise any hands. Because I could just wonder if even this week, if maybe we've spoken a few things that are not the word. Now, I hope we took it back. As quickly as we spoke it, I hope that we repented and said, ooh, Lord, I take that back. But I tell you what, if we would just practice speaking the word consistently and not take it back, not go back the other way. See, sometimes even over things that have happened in our life, we will speak the word and for a moment we'll change it, but seems like somehow we forget, or if things don't change right away, we'll get weary in what we're doing and we will allow that word to slip back away from us. And we do not want to be people that allow the word to slip back away from us. We want to be people that not only speak that word, but consistently keep that word out in front of us. Amen? Because this is what the Lord says, that if we will speak his word only, just like this man, the Lord gets excited when we speak the word only. Remember, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. But if it's impossible to please him without faith, what do you think happens when we use faith? Man, when we use faith, God is pleased. God is excited because that's something he can join you with and journey with you. And he can bring you outcomes that he desires to bring you. God desires to bring you supernatural outcomes. He desires to bring you good stuff. He desires to see miracles happening in your life. That's what God wants for you. And I tell you what, he's looking for you to do your part because he will do his part. I think it's amazing because it says that as soon as Jesus heard what this man said, he said, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it unto you. And the Bible says, and his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Isn't that amazing? See, when we get in unity with the Lord, man, we can see some things happen. And I tell you what, God expects you and looks forward to you being in unity with him because he wants things to happen on your behalf. You know, if we drop down just a few scriptures here in this same scripture, I'm just going to read on because it says here, and when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And then, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. with his word and healed all that were sick. What can the Lord do for us if we would just spend more time in his word? What could stop him if we would just spend more time in his word? I want you to know something, that I'm preaching this message because in the world that we're living in right now, everyone's, and I want you to look big picture. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you can be aware of, like what's happening in Ukraine and what's happening around the world and even what's happening in our country. These are things that we can be aware of, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't be, because you should be, and you should pray about those things and pray for the world and pray for the world. But I also want you to know that I'm preaching about just the simplicity of the word tonight, because sometimes when all this big picture stuff is going around us and the busyness of life that's going on around us, guess what we forget? The power of the basics of God. We forget the power of the basics of the word. We forget the power of our faith. We forget the power of our prayers. We forget the power of walking obediently before the Lord. And these are things that as we walk towards God and let him have his place in our life, here is where he can do an abundance of good stuff for us. Amen? I want us to know that the Lord will help us and do tremendous things on our behalf. It says here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The word of God is good for this. The word of God gives us reproof, correction, and instruction. Amen? And I want each and one, every one of us to know that being accountable in the word is what makes our faith work. It's what makes our life better. It's what makes God able to do more on our behalf when we open up our heart and let him work on us in these areas. Amen? Amen. He is. I like it. And I'm going to go to Mark chapter 5, verse 25, just for a minute. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Isn't that amazing? That here's a lady who was struggling for 12 years. Another scripture says that she had went to many physicians and doctors and had spent all of her money, and she heard of Jesus and changed what she was speaking. It's amazing, because whatever she was speaking, she changed and said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And all of a sudden, this woman, because she changed the way she was speaking, it made her react differently. You know, back in those days, if you had an issue of blood, you weren't allowed to go out in the public. You were separated from people and hid away. But here, this woman, because she believed that the Lord could do something beyond the law, she acted beyond the law. And she got up and went out in public and went through a crowd just to reach out to him, because his words in her heart changed how she responded. If I can just but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Instead of thinking about being this issue of blood for 12 years. And because she was willing to go towards him and reach out in a different way than she ever had before, guess what? she received a different outcome than she ever had. What do we have out in front of us that we could learn what the Word says about it and change our words and approach God differently than we have been? I just want us to think about some things. If there's an issue we've been dealing with or some battles we've been fighting, and we've been fighting them out of our own strength, I wonder what could we go to the Word and find and then use that and change what we say. Man, I'm just so broke, I'm not even going to make it through the month. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. My God will supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory. Whose report will we believe? I will go get a doctor's report to know what's wrong with me, but I will believe the report of the Lord. Amen? And that's the report I'm going to dig into and grab a hold of. Amen? Because that's what's going to help me know what God has to say to me. Amen?
Yes.
Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory tonight, God. And Father, we just lift you up and exalt you, and we give you praise, God. Lord, I just declare your goodness, God. And I pray your blessing over everybody, Father, in this house and that's watching us via live stream tonight. Father, we just declare your glory. We declare your goodness, Father, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I just pray for those who are dealing with battles, Father. I pray for those that are dealing with anxiety and issues and depression, God. I just pray for them right now, God, that you'd bring healing and that you'd bring strengthening to them in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, right now we put Glenna before you, God. And Lord, we just pray, God, over these issues that she's dealing with, God. And we just pray your blessing and your healing over her, Father. Lord, we thank you that you're going to help doctors be revealed to them what is needed, God. And Father, we just pray in Jesus' name for your healing power to touch her from head to toe, Father. And Lord, we pray for grace and strength over her and her family, Father. Lord, that you would just strengthen them while they're going through these battles, God, and make them strong. And Father, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. God bless you for being here, and we'll look forward to Sunday. Amen. Praise God.